You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Hello, good morning.
Oh yes, and a very good morning, boys and girls. All love is in the air. It is Tuesday, it's the 14th of February. We all know what that means, don't we? It is Valentine's Day. Wishing you all the love in the world here on The Breakfast Show. I'm going to be with you from now right through till 10 o'clock this morning. It is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Lover's Place on your radio dial. Why not? Right, let's take a look, shall we? Some of the birthdays are notable for today. I'm going to start off with this one. Christopher Sholes was born on this day. The year was 1819. You may never have heard of him before. He was an American inventor who invented the first practical typewriter and the QWERTY keyboard. That's the QWERTY, of course, keyboard. And, well, as we all know, it's still in use as of today.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I hope that someone
we go, taking a little trip back to the year 1979 when Message in a Bottle was released by Police. In fact, it was the 7th of September in 1979. Released as the lead single from their second studio album, which was Regatta de Blanc. Written by the band's lead singer and bassist Sting, of course, the song is ostensibly about a story of a castaway on an island who sends out a message in a bottle to seek love. He wants love, doesn't want to be rescued. A year later, he's not received any sort of response and despairs, thinking he is destined to be alone. We've probably got that right. We're 7:08 this morning.
It's better than coffee.
Got it. like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind. And the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and button. Explode into space. Like a true nature's child. We were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high. I never wanna die.
Born to be wild just about sums me up, really. Keep an eye on the breakfast show time. It is just a few seconds away from shower time this morning. And I tell you what, I've got a birthday one for you this morning in the shower. Murray Kaufman, born back in 1922, professionally known as Murray the K, was an influential rock and roll impresario and disc jockey of the 1950s, 60s and 70s. During the early days of Beatlemania, he frequently referred to himself as the Fifth Beatle. Now, he shares writing credits with his mother and Bobby Darin. And this was for Bobby Darin's breakout song, which is going to be this morning, your shower song. So let's get you in. By the way, it's Valentine's Day. Extra effort, please, for smelling nice. You never know who's going to kiss you during the course of today. What was that song? You might well ask yourself. It was this.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Yeah. Rub, dub, dub, relaxing in the tub. Thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish, splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splash. Wheeling with the feeling. Moving and a groove. I saw the whole gang dancing on my living room rug. Yeah, flip-flop, they were doing the bop. All the teens had the dancing bug. There was a lollipop with a peggy suit. Good to golly, Miss Molly was even there too. A willa splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a rolling and a strolling, feeling with the feel, moving and a grooving, pushing and a we
there we go. Bobby Darin. No, he was in the bath. You're in the shower. I love that. Splish splash. And time to get out. And that's it. On your way to where it is you're going this morning. Yes, you do smell nice. Okay. What have we got for you this morning? I've got a busy little morning for you this morning. We're going to be talking to Alan Bytel in the 8 o'clock hour today about an event coming up, and that's at the beginning of March. It's the race day, the big race day, yeah. Horse racing. If you're into horse racing, you're going to love that event. Day at the Races, put on by the British Chamber of Commerce. So don't forget to hang around for that. Alan Bytel talking to us about that. Last hour of this morning's program, did you ever think you'd find a castle? Here in Panama. Well, there is one. Yep. And we've got Kevin coming in the last hour of this morning's program to tell us all about it. If you fancy a little bit of a different stay, that's something you could do. So that's in the last hour. We're talking about Kevin. Kevin's Castle. Isn't that great? Right. Let me see. Music. Well, what's up? Don't forget we've got our usual bits and pieces. We've got a quick look at some of the international news headlines and business at the bottom of the hour, 7:30. 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, look at some of the local news stories as well. And well, that's about it. We'll be checking in with Yasmin. We'll have our everyday story of country folk. That's from Ingrid, of course. And plenty of great music going right through till 10 o'clock. That's a good one, isn't it? Ain't nothing going to keep me from you here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel safe, but it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when
following on from John the Paul Young, the Love Is in the Air. That's the special, sending a message to Rudy. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're making our way towards the bottom of the hour. So what we're going to do right now is take a little break, and we'll come back and look at some of the international news headlines and a little bit of business as well.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De la CIA?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Absolutely great to be with you this morning. It is Tuesday. It is the 14th of February. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you out there. 29 minutes right now, that's before the hour of 8 o'clock, taking a look at some of the international news stories for this morning. Two Dutch F-35 fighters intercepted a formation of three Russian military aircraft. This was near Poland and escorted them out, the Netherlands Defense Ministry said in a statement late on Monday. The then unknown aircraft approached the Polish NATO area of responsibility from Kaliningrad, according to Reuters, translation of the ministry statement. Now, Kaliningrad is a Russian Baltic coast enclave located between NATO and European Union members Poland and Lithuania. Russian forces have bombarded Ukraine troops and towns along the front lines in eastern Donetsk region on Tuesday in what appears to be early salvos of a new offensive as Western allies met in Brussels to plan stepped-up supplies to the Kiev government. The Donetsk city of Bakhmut, a principal target for Russian President Vladimir Putin's invading army, was in a precarious position. The United States military said on Monday it had recovered critical electronics from the suspected Chinese spy balloon downed by a U.S. fighter jet off South Carolina's coast on the 4th of February, including key sensors presumably used for intelligence gathering. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Monday that the four aerial objects that were shot down in recent days, including one over the Yukon Territory on Saturday, are connected in some way, without elaborating. Obviously, there is some sort of pattern in there. The fact that we're seeing this in a significant degree over the past week is a cause for interest and close attention. A gunman opened fire on Monday night on the main campus in Michigan State University, killing three people and injuring five before an hours-long manhunt for the suspect, which ended in his death, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot, police said. The 43-year-old gunman had no known affiliation to the university, and his motive remained a mystery. Indian tax officers searched the BBC's bureaus in New Delhi and Mumbai on Tuesday, the British broadcaster said, weeks after the government came down hard against the BBC documentary, which was critical of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's role in the 2002 riots. The documentary had focused on the Hindu nationalist politician's leadership as chief minister of the western state of Gujarat during the deadly communal riots, in which at least 1,000 people were killed, most of them Muslims, through activists, although activists put the toll at more than twice of that number. Credit cards are becoming increasingly useless in Venezuela because of high inflation and government restrictions, hurting people already struggling to meet daily needs on low salaries. Banking industry sources and analysis and consumers have all said. The country's government imposed strict lending requirements during Venezuela's economic collapse, allowing banks to lend a maximum of 27% of their cash flow, sending local business owners abroad to seek loans. And if you were trying to call somebody on T-Mobile up north yesterday, well, you might have a little bit of a problem because users across the United States reported network outages late on Monday, according to an outage tracking website, as the company said it was quickly addressing a disruption that had affected some cellular services. United States wireless carrier said that it was working on resolving a problem that had caused intermittent issues with voice, messaging and data services in several areas. It didn't say how many users, though, had been affected. Looking at the shares, global shares edged higher on Tuesday, tracking a rebound on Wall Street ahead of a key U.S. inflation report and speeches by Federal Reserve members. While the yen recouped losses, this was after Japan nominated a new central bank governor. European shares cheered an upbeat handover from Asia, with the pan-European Stoxx 600 up 0.5%, hovering near its highest in a year, while a continued uptrend in London's FTSE 100 saw its scale new peaks. The oil market, Brent crude futures fell 0.7% to $85.99 a barrel, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude, that dropped 1.1% to $79.26. Gold rose almost 0.4%, drawing strength from a touch of weakness in the dollar to trade at $1,862.16 an ounce. That's it. There we go. Some of the things in the international news and a little bit of business news thrown in there for good luck. Thank you. A Taste of Honey and Boogie Oogie Oogie. There we go. Oogie Oogie Oogie. Oogie 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 Oi Oi Oi. 20 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Right, let me just run through these. I've got a few good mornings to say this morning. Good morning to Rosanna Hein. Good morning to Rosita. Good morning to Suzette. Good morning to Mary Lou. Good morning to Renee and Rick, and the list goes on. So thank you very much for your wonderful Valentine messages for this morning. Ashley, good morning to you. He says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide and in outer space. Thank you. Have a great Valentine's Day. You requested a song that you would like us to play. It's called Fire. Comes from Babyface and Desiree.
You're running in my car. I turn on the radio. I'm pulling you closer. But you keep telling me no. You say you don't like it. But I know that you're
bye.
goes. What a lovely choice that is. Babyface there together with Desiree and a fire here on this morning's breakfast show. Right, I'm going to get back to... I'll tell you what, Renee and Ricky, you've asked for a piece of music. I haven't got it at the moment. I'll just go and get it out of my music collection. So I'll come back to you in a minute. And she sent me pictures that one of the doggies has a birthday today. And little doggy is all dressed up. I don't know, Renee, when you take those photographs, you realise they do not look very happy. They don't like to, they don't like to wear those, do they? 15 before the hour of 8 o'clock in this morning's breakfast show. Tell you what, I love that record. That's Will Young and Why Does It Hurt? 11 and a half minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's get back to our every story, everyday story of Greek people. Renee and Rick, good morning and happy Valentine's Day. I got a nice surprise, Renee says, at the door this morning. A beautiful bouquet of flowers from my Valentine. Yes, it's Rick. Also, celebrating our big pup's 9th birthday. Roxy, the one that has had all the injuries. Yes, and has to wear funny hats. Our neighbour is a florist, so it was easy for Rick to place an order. Wish I had a florist next door. And you asked if I could play a piece of music for you, but I just want to get back to the doggies because they've even got They've even got cupcakes for dogs' birthdays, by the way. This is the pet store here, Pet City, sells doggy birthday cupcakes. And she's got that hat. Roxy's got that hat on. Have you noticed Roxy's face? Droopy eyes, no smile. Okay. Then says, well, they always get a treat afterwards and quickly forget about the dressing up session. But you've got photographs. Like, how can they forget showing all your friends? Anyway, you did ask if we could play. Kenny Chesney and Me and You.
Ordinary, no. Really don't think so. Not a love this. Common destiny. We were meant to be. Me and you, like a perfect scene from a movie screen. We're a dream come, suited perfectly for eternity. Me and I need you even more, and the night time too. There's no way I could ever let you go, even if I wanted to. Every day my best to give all I have to you. Thank the stars above that we share this love, me and
choice that one is. Kenny Chesney and Me and You. If you aren't keeping your time, keeping a check on the time, we're just sort of making our way to, 6.5 minutes before the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. We will be looking at some of the news. Don't forget, joining me in the next hour, I've got Alan Vitale. We've been talking about a great event coming up. 4th of March, if I remember rightly, it is a day at the races. If you like horse racing and dressing up, a little bit like Ascot. That's going to be coming up in the next hour of this morning's program. Plus, of course, we will check in with Ingrid. Everyday story of country folk. Right, I want to say a very good morning and a happy Valentine's to Greg and Vanessa. I was at an event on Saturday night, which was all very nice. Met a lot of new people. What was quite amusing was I was asked to be the master of ceremonies. And so I was going, but of course, not many people know who I am or what I look like. And I had a few people come up and sort of say, I recognise that voice. So well you might. Good for you. And Vanessa came up. She said, I was listening. I heard your voice. And I suddenly realised who you were. I listen to you every morning. She's an avid listener to The Breakfast Show. So thank you very much for that, Vanessa. That's really nice. So for you and Greg, I thought I would play this on Valentine's Day.
An amazing
round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on a never spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind, like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head, why did summer go so quickly, was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand, hear the sound of distant drumming, just the fingers of your hand, pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of a song, half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of our hair.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Me avisaron que hoy debe estar pasando el empadronador.
Mamá, ¿qué pasa? Estás tarde. Los censos van hasta el 4 de marzo.
Oye, pero qué buena noticia, que los censos son hasta el 4 de marzo. Pero, ¿y si vienen y no estoy?
Si no estamos en casa, dejarán una hoja de notificación donde podemos llamar al centro de llamadas 510-2020 y listo, agendamos una cita para que nos vengan a censar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
If I can't believe
Love a Woman from Journey. Time wise, 15 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock. And Mary Lou wishes everybody a very happy Valentine's Day and asked if we could play a piece of music for her this morning. Comes from England, Dan and John Ford Coley. We'll never have to say goodbye again.
Turn on the radio. We'll play it way down low. There's a tear in your eye that's reflecting the fire's glow. And I wish this night would never end. The sun ain't gonna be my friend. Lying here waiting and wishing I knew.
Bye.
There we go. Was that nice? That's it. Oh, never can say goodbye again. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put one more piece of music in, and I think we're going to see if we can find Ingrid. Never know where she might be hiding, do we? This comes from Aha. It's called Summer Moved On.
Summer moved on, and the way it goes, you can't tag along. Honey moved out, and the way it went leaves no doubt.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's Valentine's Day. Smooches, smooches, smooches. Chocolate for everyone. Having a beautiful card to saying, I love you, won't you be my Valentine? Mm-hmm. I love me some Valentine's loving. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm going to be getting me some later today. I hope you get some, too. Mm-hmm. Well, it's again another chilly morning here in El Valle. Thanks to the wind blowing everything around, it is just cold. I can't believe it. Last night I went to see a friend and he said, I'm wearing a jacket. I never wear a jacket in El Valle. And I said, yeah, I know. What are we going to do? You know, it's just been very crazy weather, but it's been fresh, good sleeping weather. You can't complain about that. And today is Valentine's Day. Yoo-hoo, yeah. Okay, everybody's going to have them some happiness. Oh, well, it got me some happiness. I just took the puppy out for her walk. She's refusing to do her business outside, so I have to keep an eye on her for a few minutes while I chat with you. What do you say, Chelsea, huh? Gonna get you out, gonna get outside? No, I'm gonna play. She's playing with the ball. Yep, she's playing with the ball. Okay, well, everything seems kind of normal except, again, it's windy. Let's see what the temperature says. Oh, a balmy 71 inside. Imagine it must be 68 outside. It's like, it is, it's like free air conditioner. I talked to a friend yesterday, actually. We stopped by in Las Uvas, and she has two air conditioners. And I'm like, how do you need two air conditioners? She says, well, here in Las Uvas, we're lower, and we are closer to the ocean, and it's a lot hotter. And I said, okay, that's fine, but I just can't imagine living in El Valle and needing an air conditioner. Not when you have this beautiful, fresh, cool weather blowing through all the time. Yeah, that's what we have today. Well, I'm getting ready. Tomorrow, the chef is heading into the city. She's got lots of things on her plates to be doing. Oh, Clarence, I see you got to get out. Oh, the door's got to be closed. Yep. All right, he's going to try to climb a tree, but I don't think he's going to be very good at that. You want to come in, Clarence? Nope, guess not. All right, you all have a wonderful holiday, St. Valentine's Day, and back to you in the studio.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change a hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
And that was Together in Electric Dreams. The time here on this morning's breakfast show, it is, almost exactly 29 minutes. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. My guest will be this morning. It's nice to welcome back to the studio. He's been here with us a few times in the past. Alan Bytel. Good morning to you, Alan.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, Panama. Good morning to your listeners. It's always fun to join you on your morning show.
It's always good to have you. Now, I'll tell you what. If you want to dress up, now is the time to do it. This, because this is, you know, it was due to take place, was it a couple of years ago, I guess? 2021, was it? Or
correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
I've still got my ticket, by the way.
Wait, it's still valid.
I know. Yeah, valid. I checked. I did check.
No, I'm here to talk about our race day in the Hipódromo coming up on the 4th of March, Saturday. And the truth is that COVID kicked us in the butt for 2 years, and we could not carry on with the event because there were limitations at the track. We couldn't have more than 200 people, and this year we expect over 300.
Really?
So yes, our sales are going through the roof, and we're selling tickets. People are calling. People are very excited. People want to get back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
No reset here.
Mm-hmm.
People want. Mm-hmm. What we did over the last five other races that we've had, and we're going to catch up. We're going to make up for these 2 years that we've been closed down, and we're going to have a great show on March 4th.
Okay. And tell me, I mean, just as how is, I mean, I guess a lot of people have been going by Uber or whatever, but how's the parking now?
Excellent. Yeah? Excellent. We're going to have valet parking.
Wonderful.
They have remodeled the outside area, but we have valet parking. And for those that want to park on their own, we'll have people showing them where to park.
Mm-hmm.
There should be absolutely no problem. The administration at the horse track, managed by Carlos Oliveira, is really top dog. And they have this thing really organized. And we should have absolutely no problem with the parking. A matter of fact, since this is our sixth edition, the system is set, everybody's very excited. It's just pressing buttons and making it work. And we're going to be operational midday, 12 o'clock. The races start at 1. We have 8 incredible races, of course, starting with the King's Cup.
Okay.
It is no longer
the Queen's Cup.
No, we cannot make that mistake. I was told before the show, I think I had like 6 directors calling me up, Alan, please, it's the King's Cup.
I mean, it takes a bit of reminding, doesn't it? I mean, we've been so used to it.
Well, I have. She was our leader for many, many years.
Oh, yeah. I'm knocking on a bit. I mean, I've done nothing different. I mean, when she was crowned, I was 3.
No, it's amazing. Know? Amazing.
It's amazing, yeah.
Even though she's gone, I think she's with everybody.
Oh, yeah, she'll always be around. Absolutely.
And the king has a lot to do to keep up to his mother. But she's fabulous. We're going to miss her. But, yes, it's the King's Cup, which is the king, the main race, the most important race. And, of course, we have 8 races in the venue. Usually we have 7. This time we will have 8, and we're very excited to be able to put on this great show.
Tell me, when you go about arranging this event, how do you go about setting up the races and getting the horses?
Well, we have to sit down with the Hipódromo, and they are very cooperative. They work really well with the owners, and the owners are looking for venues and agendas. The owners of horses.
Right.
So when we talk about the King's Cup, when we talk about the British Chamber of Commerce, when we talk about the British Embassy, and of course there's a lot of enthusiasm, and Hat Day in the Hipódromo is very unique.
Yeah,
I mean it's very unique. It's something that is very British, and they love the idea. They dress themselves up. Their women, our wives, our lovely wives. Have an excuse to dress up really beautiful and wear beautiful hats and come out and celebrate horses and celebrate culture and celebrate being here in Panama.
And, of course, the thing is, I mean, you don't have to be outside, do you? It's all air conditioning.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, we have the venue is huge. We have what we call the terraplén, which is down by the track, which is also very exciting because you actually hear the horses run by. But we have two areas which are air-conditioned. We're going to have all the food in the world and all the alcohol. We're going to have champagne, prosecco. We're going to have gin. Mm-hmm. We're going to have beer. We have a great beer sponsor. And we have a lot of different drinks that we're going to be offering. We're going to have a pasta table, huge variation of pasta. And, of course, meat. We're going to have a nice filete. And then for dessert, to top it off, strawberries and cream.
Oh, what else? Of course.
Of course you can. You can't have an Astra day without strawberries and cream.
All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to be chatting with Alan Bytel. We're going to take a piece of music. We'll be right back. This is Lana Del Rey, Off to the Races.
My old man is a bad man, but I can't deny the way. He doesn't mind to have a Las Vegas past. He doesn't mind to have a L.A. crass way about me. He loves me with every beat of his cocaine heart. Swimming pool, glimmering darling. Wipe bikini off with my red nail polish. Watch me in the swimming pool, bright blue ripples. You just sitting, sipping on your black crystal. Soul as sweet as blood red jam, and he shows me, he knows me, every inch of my tar black soul. He doesn't mind I have a flat broke down life. In fact, he says he thinks it's why he might like about me. Admires me the way I roll like a rolling stone. Likes to watch me in the
Del Rey and off to the races. If you're keeping an eye on the time, by the way, we're just making our way to 19 and a half minutes. That's after the 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. My guest with me right now is Alan Bytel, And we're talking about Day at the Races, which is put on, of course, by the British Chamber of Commerce.
Exactly.
How are they doing, the Chamber of Commerce? I know they've got a lot of things, events and so on.
We're pumping the system. Andrew Mullen, our president, mm-hmm. is very proactive. We have a great board of individuals that keep the chamber very busy. A matter of fact, we're co-sponsoring tonight a mm-hmm. Happy hour at, let me get it straight, Global Hotel. The Global Hotel tonight at 7 o'clock, along with the Panama Business Bureau.
Okay.
And we're sponsoring it, co-sponsoring it. It's a great place to hang out, great place to visit and meet people.
Which is the Global Hotel?
It's right next to one street down from the Santuario on Avenida San Juan mm-hmm, Lewis. Mm-hmm. Great place to meet. We're meeting there tonight at 7 o'clock. But, you know, Jerry, I wanted to say that the Day of the Races is something that is put on by people who are committed. And Wellington Chambers, Fundación Hilda Cedeño de Ovaldía, Diamond Point Inc., all these people are people that are hanging with us, that are making it work, mm-hmm. and they love the event. We also have Casa Bruja, Casas Patronales, Arang, and Sanitatos.
Mm-hmm.
All these entities want to help us make this an event, and a successful event, and a yearly event. And, you know, we promote these events not only to give our membership and our community activities to go to, but also to promote our culture, British culture, the importance of the king, the importance of different events that take place in England
mm-hmm.
every year. Each race represents a different event in in England. So we have the King's Cup, which is the most important. We have the Ambassador Trophy. We have Royal Ascot Ladies Cup. We have the Goodwood Gallop, the Air Challenge Trophy, the Windsor Stakes, Newmarket Handicap, and at the end we have the Aintree Classic.
Okay.
And all of this means something. All of this holds some value. And we think that the people that go and participate at the Hat Day are going to also take away a little culture. And besides having a lot of fun, they're going to take away a little taste of what it is to be British. And that is what we're trying to promote here in Panama.
Super. Tell me, I mean, for the hats, is a competition, prize?
Yes, of course. We have a competition for the women and mm-hmm. a competition for the men. And we're hoping that everybody comes out really decked out
mm-hmm.
for the event. You know, and I want to say that part of the proceeds of this event are going to go to helping Turkey.
Oh, wonderful.
With mm-hmm. their... with their devastation. Mm-hmm, they are mm-hmm. in trouble, and I think it's very important that we try to help them with donations. The British Chamber made a donation of $2,000 mm-hmm, in cash mm-hmm. to the embassy, and we are now trying to collect blankets and tents for the cause.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who are suffering, and there are a lot of people that have died.
Well over 60,000. It's incredible.
It really is something scary.
Yeah. And the thing is as well, because, you know, talking about Turkey, because the real problem as well is Syria and trying to get aid into Syria.
Terrible. I think everybody has to do their part. Mm-hmm. If everybody did a little something, I think we would have a better world.
Absolutely.
So the chamber's trying to do a little something, and we are asking our community to participate and to come out to race day on Saturday, March 4th. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you arrive at 12:30, 1 o'clock, you'll be on time for the first race. And then after 6 o'clock, after the 8 races, we're going to have a live band, and the party will continue till 10 p.m.
Oof.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, love it. Love it. That's going to be a good one. We're going to take another piece of music and we'll be right back. This time, Self-Control from Laura Branigan. That's it, Laura Branigan and Self-Control. And we've been here with, well, we still are, with Alan Bytel. And just quickly, because we're going to keep advising, well, reminding people about Day of the Races.
Thank you.
Just quickly, people listening, British Chamber of Commerce, if they want to join, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can contact us online. They can also check us out on Facebook. They can come out to, come tonight to the networking activity that we're going to have at Global Hotel. I did want to add the tickets are $85 per person, and they can contact us without any problem. They can dial 381-1300, or they can also contact us via cell 6273-5270. I'll repeat the telephone number, 381-1300. But if you look up Hat Day or Day at the Races, Panama City, you can find us.
All right.
And we're about. Our directors are, many people know us, and they can contact us, contact our wives. I do think the women have to go shopping immediately and find their hats. But they're available. And like I said, everybody's welcome. Everybody's welcome.
All right, perfect. And we'll be reminding you right up until the time. So, Alan, as always, lovely to hear from you. Lovely to have you here with us on The Breakfast Show.
Thank you, Jerry.
And don't be a stranger.
Thank you very much. Goodbye, and hope to see you at the races.
Oh, I'll be there. I'll be there. There we go. Alan Bytel with us this morning here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial.
See you.
big thanks once again to Alan Bytel with us this morning. Day of the Races, we'll keep reminding you about that. That is quite an event. Two in a row there, Halo Jones was the first one, could have told you so, and followed on with Carly Simon and Why. Well, because it was next on my playlist. Time on The Breakfast Show, time for us to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De las CIAs?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Ripping and tearing and stripping my heart.
there we go. Yes, that's Melissa Etheridge, and I'm the Only One. Time-wise, we're 15 minutes. That's after the hour, 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
Now I'm living in the middle of a dream. A dream with a little bit of fantasy.
Vanessa Williams and Dreamin'. Well, I've only got one thing to say. Good morning, Yaz.
Hello, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's,
yeah,
too.
Did you get lots of cards and gifts and things like that for Valentine's Day?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Just a chocolate.
Yes, that was a last-minute thing as well, wasn't it? Oh, lovely. So, Valentine's Day, you've got anything planned for today? Or?
No, not really.
No admirers taking you for dinner?
No, I don't think so.
For lunch?
You know, I don't like to go out this day. It's crazy. It's like Mother's Day.
You can't get in anywhere, can you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I always remember at at Christmas time when I was working in the city over in London.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to hate Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It was what we called amateur time.
Mm.
When all these people came out that weren't used to eating and drinking and throwing up everywhere.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Wow.
And you couldn't get into the restaurants that you used all year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you got planned for today?
Just work.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's...
Maybe
that's,
do some exercise, that's mm-hmm. and that's all.
Mm-hmm. 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 No movies?
Maybe, if I have the time, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, and how's Ian doing?
He's fine.
Yeah?
He's resting today, yeah.
But he's getting lots of Valentines.
Yes, maybe.
Yeah. All right, so what have we got for the week? We've got a busy week this week, haven't we?
Oh, yes, here on the show,
we're
yes.
going to be talking about castles
mm-hmm.
in a minute. And tomorrow we've got, of course, Andreas all being well with us about movies. And good friend of ours, isn't he? George Scribner.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some new paintings he's been doing. I believe he's been doing some workshops as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be great to chat with George. Then on Thursday, Alex, Dr. Computer, all being well. And then Komodo with a new single.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm going to need a rest. I'll have one next week.
Yes, we're going to rest a lot.
We're going to rest next week, trust me. All right, yes, have a great day.
Thank you.
Enjoy your Valentine's Day. Yeah,
thank
all
you.
The best. Right, back to the music. It's Tears for Fears.
Bouncing babies spreading buds, and can I have a slice? They make no mention.
And that's it. Tears for Fears and Break It Down. Now, time on The Breakfast Show. We'll squeeze one more in. I got Against the Wind. Just talking of which, it's been really nice. We've had quite a strong breeze, haven't we? Quite a strong wind for a while. So here's Bob Seger, Against the Wind.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we share, the mountains that we move, caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove.
Backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, and when we got paid, we'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown. But I can't wait to go home.
Two cares but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. And one's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go home. And I still remember these old country lanes. When we did not know the answers and I miss the way you make me feel. It's real when we watch the sunset over the castle on the hill. We watch the sunset over the castle on the hill. We watch the sunset over the castle on the hill.
There we go, Mr. Ed Sheeran, and let's bring us in nicely. That was called Castle on the Hill, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about. I've got my guest with me for this part of the program. Kevin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Gary.
Great to have you with us, and Castle on the Hill, you got one.
Okay. Okay, the story of the castle that started when my stepdad met my mom.
Uh-huh.
They want to buy something for live very... something, a place quiet.
Right, right.
And then they see a castle close to where we lived before.
Mm-hmm.
And then my stepdad thing to buy it, and he did. And he was a guy like to work.
Uh-huh.
Every day he wake up and do something for the house, and that became like
and that's
the castle.
How it, that's how it became the castle on the hill.
That's oh, right.
Okay. And, of course, I mean, it's got, I mean, it's not just, I mean, you're sort of, it's yours, you're running the council, you've got plenty of room for people. And tell us a little bit about what people can do when they come. And, oh, I'll tell you what, first of all, let's tell them where they are, because it's in quite a nice place, nice spot.
Okay, we are ubicated in Chicago, Chame.
Mm-hmm.
We are at 10 minutes from the main road, passing the...
It's just that, park. It's just that if you go towards the Campania Hill, it's in that there, and you go off at the top of the hill, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh.
So we do there we for the spend the day,
mm-hmm.
the day, and we can do it only for the night too. That can be a group of person, the 2 to 10 people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We charge for that 10 people for 150
uh-huh.
bucks the night. The day start at 10 a.m. and finish the next day in 3 p.m.
I mean, that's a good deal, isn't it? You got 10 people in there.
Yes.
So that's a good price.
Yes. Yeah. And for the day, there have to be a group of person of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we charge 15 bucks for each one person.
Okay. Okay.
And we offer just the pool, the art of the pool,
mm-hmm.
barbecue, a room with kitchen and bathroom.
Oh, wonderful.
And mm-hmm. the people can bring everything they want.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And, oh, that's good. So they can look after themselves there.
Yes.
That's great. That's a great idea. So, and of course, you've got a great view as well. Don't forget.
Yes, we have a great view there because we are up in the mountain. We see
yeah.
all the ocean. We
that's
see
right.
Taboga, Punta Chame.
Yeah.
All that. We see Coronado also.
And I tell you, every castle has a ghost. You got one? No, yes.
We think so, but now
working on it.
We are working on that.
Because I was saying, I mean, when we were just chatting, it's an ideal location for sort of role playing. People want to get a group of 10 people want to play Dungeons and Dragons
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
For a couple
of
days. There.
That would be great, wouldn't it? Absolutely brilliant. Because you've got the swimming pool.
Yes.
Everything is there, and the barbecue.
You can enjoy the view, the pool,
mm-hmm.
the relaxed area to be. very relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gonna bother you.
Absolutely.
In that place.
Absolutely. All right, but we're talking about Kevin. Kevin's castle. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? Have your own castle. Talking of which, I've got another castle song. This is one I remember going right back. Don McLean. And this is called Castles in the Air.
A dream. I want the world to share in castle walls. Just lead me to despair. Hills of forest green where the mountains touch the sky. A dream come true. I'll live there till I die. I'm asking you to say my last goodbye. The love we knew ain't worth another try. Save me from all the trouble and the pain. I know I'm weak, but I can't face that girl again. Tell her the reasons why I can't remain. Perhaps she'll understand if you tell it to her plain. But how can words express the feel of sunlight in the morning in the hills? Away from city strife, I need a country woman for my wife. I'm city born, but I love the country life. For I will not be part of her cocktail generation, partner's waltz. Devoid of all romance, the music plays, and everyone must dance. I'm bowing out, I need a second chance.
There we go. That is Mr. Don McLean and Castles in the Air. And was originally released as a single back in 1971. They had some great ballads at that time. Subsequently re-recorded and re-released a decade later. And it describes a man who is unsatisfied with and weary of an urban lifestyle. Well, there you are. That's what you can do. If you're fed up with an urban lifestyle, go and spend some time at Kevin's Castle. Why not? Right. So... Kevin's castle. Let's just sort of have a recap. You can go there. You can stay and have a great time. You've got a furnished apartment. There's two bedrooms. It depends on the number of people that are going, obviously. Access to the pool and the barbecue. And you can check in from 10 o'clock in the morning and check out at 3 o'clock the next day. And you have a thing for two people. Two people can go and stay overnight and have a good time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So... Kevin has got two places available, so if you and a friend fancy spending some time in a castle up on the hill, now's your chance to do it. So we thought, seeing as Kevin's got two really nice tickets to give away, so that's for two people to go, same time, all you got to do is answer a question. And we're thinking about what should we ask. And then I said, I'll tell you what we can ask. We'll ask a question about castles. So the first person to WhatsApp me and tell me the name of the famous castle just outside of London that Queen Elizabeth lived in. Well, a lot of them have lived in it over the years, but it was the castle where Queen Elizabeth lived in. So give us the answer to that. And we got two tickets to give away at Kevin's castle. Two of you can go and spend a night there and have fun, barbecue, relax in the pool, look at the beautiful views. And so what are your plans there for the future of Kevin's castle? You're going to have sort of slaves and dungeons. And have you got a dungeon?
Nope.
No, you're meant to have a dungeon.
We don't.
So, so what are you hoping for in the future, Kevin?
For the future, we are thinking to put a restaurant there.
Oh, that's a great
idea. Because we don't have in every customer we have there ask for us if we have
a restaurant
there.
That's a good idea.
We say not, but we are thinking about that. Do that in the future.
Okay, perfect. And now, let's just run. If you're going to Kevin's castle, let's just go. Let's just think about how you get there again.
Okay.
Oh, we got a winner, by the way.
You have
Mary Lou. Mary Lou's a winner. Two, yeah? She said Windsor. Windsor Castle. That's absolutely correct. So they are, Mary Lou. That'll be you and somebody else. You can go and stay in a castle. That'd be
congratulations,
nice.
Mary Lou.
There we go. See? Cool. So, yeah. So, if I remember it rightly, because we went there, they said just as you sort of get to the top of Campania, the long way, you go straight ahead, right?
Yes, you have to pass the Mirador. And from there, you have 10 minutes. And you are going to see one tower, the first tower, and you keep going. From 2 minutes later, you're going to see other towers in front of the road. And before you get to the queue, at the left side, you're going to see an entrance of Rocks Road.
Okay.
And that's going to be the road to get to the castle.
All right. Okay. We're going to put some information on our website today as well, so people can find out about that and look at. So we've got a lovely picture of the castle. You'll see it on our website. And Mary Lou has got those two tickets. She's going to enjoy that. I know she goes to Coronado quite often, so she'll be able to stop on the way. So, that's great. Well, look, we're going to keep reminding people about your amazing castle. All right, and anything else you want to add that we've missed, or how can people get in touch with you? That's very important.
Okay, you can find us on Instagram and Google too. You only have to put there Castle of Kevin, Castillo de Kevin.
Okay.
And you can find out there that is, and Instagram is the first profile you can find.
Mm-hmm.
Is the first one, and Google too. It's easy to find us.
Okay, well, we'll put some links as well to that on our website. I like that idea. So, you're one of the few people in the world who got a castle. Well, the Queen used to have one, now the King's got one. So
that's right.
Hey, Kevin, that's great. Look, we're going to keep everybody advised, all right, and remind them. So, good luck.
Thank
you. Congratulations on having a castle.
Thank you.
I love having an apartment. There we go, that's Kevin. That's Kevin Eduardo Clark Zuniga. I got it. There we are. And say we'll put some information on our website for that today as well. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. This is a lady called Nicola Conte. And if you don't go in the dry season, this is what you get. Castle in the Rain. You
the best place to be in the mornings.
Jesse calls at 5 a.m. to tell me how she's tired of all of them. She says, baby, I've been thinking about a trailer by the sea. We could go to Mexico, you, the cat, and me. We'll drink tequila and look for seashells. Now, doesn't that sound sweet? Jesse, you always do this every time I get back on my feet. Jesse, paint your pictures about how it's gonna be. By now I should know better. Your dreams are never free. But tell me all about our little trailer by the sea. Jesse, you can always sell any dream to me. Oh, Jesse, you can always sell any dream to me. Cat's been, I say Moses, he's just fine. But he used to think about you all the time. We finally took your pictures down off the wall. Jesse, how do you always seem to know just when to call? She says, get your stuff together. Bring Moses and drive real fast. And I listen to her promise. I swear to God this time it's gonna last. Jesse, paint your picture about how it's gonna be. By now I should know better. Your dreams are never free. But tell me all about our little trailer by the sea. Jesse, you can always sell any dream to me. Oh, Jesse, you can always sell any dream to me. Sunshine, lay you down in the warm white sand. And who knows, maybe this time things will turn out just the way you planned. Just paint your pictures about how it's gonna be. By now I should know better. Your dreams are never free. But tell me all about our little trailer by the sea. Jesse, you can always sell any dream to me. Oh, Jesse, you can always sell any dream to me.
And there we go, Joshua Caddison taking us out of this morning's Valentine's Day breakfast show. And that was called Jesse. Right, big thanks to Kevin coming into chat with us about his castle on the hill. And we'll have some information on that on our website today, of course, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. And also, big thanks to Alan Bytel from the British Chamber of Commerce. Don't forget we've got Day at the Races coming up. Very elegant, very posh, very British. So that's on the 4th of March. And again, we'll keep reminding you about that as we get closer to the time. Thanks, of course, to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for Everyday Story of Country Folk. And, of course, also we've got Renee and Rick. We've got an Everyday Story of Greek Folk as well these days. So there we go. Let me also say thank you, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio for doing all our social media work and everything in the background, arranging our bookings, etc. The boys and girls, the crew for Grada, keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. What do we say tomorrow morning? We say WTW, don't we? What's the Wednesday? Midweek. And Because, of course, don't let me forget you guys, and keep safe, all right? It is Valentine's Day. Just relax and love each other, all right? You know what I want to be doing tomorrow, don't you? 7 o'clock in the morning, talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.